Gracious Lord, we thank you for your word, for the good news that you have for us in your word. We pray that you would bless us as we consider that this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Charles Schulz, creator and author of the Peanuts cartoon characters, often conveyed a message in his comic strips. In one strip, he conveys through Charlie Brown the need to be loved, and through Lucy, our inability to love one another. Charlie Brown and Lucy are leaning over the fence speaking to one another. Charlie Brown says, "All it would take to make me happy is to have someone say he likes me." Lucy asks, "Are you sure?" Charlie Brown says, "Of course I'm sure." Lucy says, "You mean you'd be happy if someone merely said he or she likes you? Do you mean to tell me that someone has it within his or her power to make you happy merely by doing such a thing?" Charlie Brown says, "Yes, that's exactly what I mean." Lucy says, "Well, I don't think that's asking too much. I really don't." Now standing face to face, Lucy asks one more time, "But you're sure now? All you want is to have someone say, 'I like you, Charlie Brown,' and then you'll be happy?" Charlie Brown says, "And then I'll be happy." Lucy turns around and walks away saying, "I can't do it." What Lucy cannot do, sinful as she is, God does. What Charlie Brown needs, lost and alone as he is, God supplies. God loves us and is telling us today, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." When a person works an 8-hour day and receives a fair day's pay for his time, that's a wage. When a person competes with an opponent and receives a trophy for his performance, that is a prize. When a person receives an appropriate recognition for long service or high achievements, that's an award. But when a person isn't capable of doing any of those things, yet receives such a gift anyway, that's a good picture of God's unmerited favor. And that's what we mean when we are talking about God's grace. We are saved by God's grace, and that's what our readings tell us today. The first verse from our gospel reading takes us back to Numbers. The people were complaining against God, saying that God had brought them out into the desert to die. God sent poisonous serpents among them, snakes. And when they were bitten by the snakes, the people died. The people then came to Moses, confessing their sin and asking Moses to pray to God to take away the snakes. God did not do that, but God did provide a way for them to be saved. Moses was to fashion a bronze serpent and lift it up on a pole. And when anyone was bitten by a snake or serpent, they could look at the bronze serpent and live. The saving action was all God's. The people were not saved by anything they did. Without God's saving action, the people would have continued to die. To look at the bronze serpent was an act of faith. And this idea carries more into John 3. One of the most familiar passages to us, many of us have memorized it a long time ago. Notice how the passage begins. "And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." We see God's saving grace in verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. It is God's action, not ours, that saves us. It is by the death of Christ on the cross. Looking to Christ on the cross is our act of faith, our response. That's the only way that God can save us. And the reason for it is our sin. Paul says in Ephesians that we were dead through our trespasses, our sin. Sin causes a break in our relationship to God. The blood of Christ covers our sin. Christ redeems us and sets us free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Many people are afraid of God. They are afraid because of the way they have lived their lives, afraid that they will be judged and condemned. John says in 3:17 that this is not why he came. Jesus came not for judgment or to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And this is for everyone. Verse 15 says, whoever. And 16 says, so that everyone who believes. It's God's will that everyone be saved through faith in Jesus. What is it that condemns us? It is our unbelief. It is when we love darkness and our actions which the darkness hides more than we love Christ and the light which he brings. That's what condemns us. So what are we to do with our lives? First, we receive the grace of God through our Lord Jesus Christ in faith. Receive the gift of salvation. Receive it as a gift, knowing that you don't deserve it, but that God in his love gives it anyway. We hear more about God's love through our other lessons. The passage from Titus says, God, our Savior, showed us how good and kind he is. He saved us because of his mercy and not because of any good things we have done. Our psalm today also talks about God's love. Your love is faithful, Lord. Your love is a treasure, and everyone finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. We are called once again to renew our faith in God and in his love and promises. We are also called to live according to God's purpose for our lives, which is to love and serve one another. There's a term called jury nullification. What this means is that a jury sits and listens to all the evidence, and to a reasonable person, the evidence is convincing, and it is obvious that the accused person is guilty of the crime of which they have been charged. But when jury nullification happens, it means that the jury disregards all the evidence. It means the jury says, we don't care what the evidence is. We declare the defendant to be not guilty. This is what those who believe in Christ look forward to on the final day when they stand before God. That God will look at all the evidence of our sins. And even though there will be more than enough evidence to convict us, that God will turn to us and say, not guilty. Your sin is covered by the blood of Christ. In closing, let's say John 3:16 together. And I know we don't all know the same version, but that's okay. Say it in whatever version you know. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, that you were willing to send Jesus to be our Savior. Help us to look to him always in faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.